Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and you are here with us on another beautiful Monday evening for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Talk Show. I am so pleased to have each and every one of you joining us again this Monday. As always, we have another fantabulous guest with us today. But before we introduce our guest, for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, I want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show was created by Walking Into a New Life, which is my nonprofit organization, and our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Most of which are absolutely of no cost. We do have a few that are very minimal cost so that it covers the expenses of the different activities that we host throughout the year. The idea is to be able to help victims to transition from victim to victorious. I'm so honored that we've been able to work with women, men, and teens, and we continue to push forward in every avenue that we can to bring awareness and change regarding domestic violence and sexual assault. So, again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And, again, we are just so pleased to have you all on the show with us today. I do not want to take up too much time talking about me at this point because we have such a wonderful guest with us today. I met this young lady via Facebook, and we have a mutual friend. She's in Carrollton, Texas. I have just fallen in love with her work and her spirit. She has been doing some wonderful things in Carrollton with her organization called Finding Faith Within. And, again, she serves as the executive director. So at this time, I would like to introduce to our listening audience Mrs. Candy Eduardo. So, Candy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. I'm very pleased to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad because you wear so many different hats, And so I know your time is valuable. It is. And the fact that you are taking some of that time out to talk with us is truly my honor. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show with us. I know things about you, and the more that we've had an opportunity to talk and share, and you've done some amazing work. But for those who may not be familiar with who you are, I'm going to open the floor at this time for you to be able to share with our listening audience about who you are and to tell us about Finding Faith Within. So the floor is yours at this time.
Thank you. My name is Candy Eduardo, and I have a nonprofit organization in Carrollton, Texas, and it's called Finding Faith Within Yourself. And the title speaks for itself because I had to find faith within me to leave an abusive relationship with two children. So, believe it or not, starting a nonprofit organization really wasn't something that I had in mind. I wanted to be a nurse. I love nursing. I worked at doctor's offices, nursing homes. I know, just taking care of elderly was my passion, and I've been a CNA since 1998, and I just knew that was my plan for my life. So as time went on and I kept trying to go to nursing school to be a nurse, being involved in a relationship for abusive relationship for almost 10 years, my dreams kept failing, and I wanted so badly to be this nurse but couldn't understand why I could never finish nursing school. It was always something that came up, the schedule, the kids, or mentally just couldn't focus in school. The grades weren't right, and it was just always something coming up. There were a point in my life when he felt like that I was trying to be better than him or I was smarter than him. Again, that's the way the abuser thinks. So I was in the shower one day, and God spoke to me, and I kept asking him why I can't go to nursing school. That's my passion. That's what I wanted to do. So he told me and said, why don't you tell the world what you have overcome? What? Let them know what I've done for you. So that's when it hit me. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so true. Okay, well, I was kind of afraid at the beginning because I was like, how are people going to think? You know, I was in an abusive relationship because I was so drawn back from everybody. I wasn't around my family. I got distant from my friends. I mean, nobody didn't know what I was going through in life. So I reached out to a local organization that helped people to get their 501c3, you know, get a little structure going on. I don't know nothing. I didn't know anything about a nonprofit organization. I just knew that God wanted me to tell my story to the world of how I overcame domestic violence and to help other women. So that's how it all started. I was 17 at the time, and it was very hard.
You were how old?
I was 17.
Wow, now I didn't know that. That's amazing. Go ahead and continue.
I was 17 and he was 25 at the time. And when I got pregnant at 18 with my daughter is when the abuse started. So it was that thought. Once it happened, the next day I said, you know, a lot of our parents tell us growing up, once a man hits you, he's going to do it again. He's going to continue to hit you. And when that thought popped into my mind, I was like, no, this can't be me. This is not me. Why did it happen to me? You know, we in life never
right.
think that anything is going to happen to us, what our grandparents tell us, you know. So, as time went on, the abuse got worse. I started to realize and identify who I was because, again, I was 17. And as you transition to different phases in your life from a teenager to, you know, your early 20s to your late 20s, you start to change and start to identify who you are and what you want out of life. And the more I started to identify who I was, the harder it got getting out of the relationship. And the one thing I did was try to convince him that I needed to look for a job in a different city. Where this all happened was back in East Texas, in Greenville, Texas. I don't know if any of y'all know that. Know where Greenville is. But it was in Greenville, Texas, and he was surrounded in his territory. I was trapped in his territory. I couldn't tell nobody what was going on with me. Everybody in the town knew everybody. It was more of a small community that, you know, once you say something to somebody, the whole town knows about it. So I was really closed in for 10 years of my life. He controlled me. There was certain kind of clothes I could wear. I couldn't wear makeup. The kids, you know, he didn't really do much to them, but I knew that they saw that I was going through something, but they didn't know because they were so young. But the one thing they did know, and this is what I want to encourage women, is no matter how old your children are, they know something is wrong. My kids were young. And they knew, only thing they remember was, Mom, I knew that we left in the middle of the night, just didn't know where we were going. That was the only thing that stuck out to them because I left in the middle of the night when he was asleep. I stayed up all night long just to leave because I was so afraid of what tomorrow brings. And when I started doing this nonprofit and started talking about it, that's when my daughter came to me and said, Mom, I remember us leaving at night. I just didn't know where we were going. And it just shocked me. I was like, oh, my God, but y'all was so young. So one advice I want to give you, it's not easy. It took me 10 years. You have to do a lot of planning, and you have to change your mentality that you can do it on your own. You can get out there and support yourself and your children. If you can't find it within you to do it, think about your kids. Think about what they are seeing. And the whole goal with organizations and what we're trying to do is break the cycle of domestic abuse. So I just want to encourage everyone to just find that faith. And if you know someone that is going through an abusive relationship, be there for them. You may not even know what to do. Just be that listening ear for them because, they, you know, once they keep it inside of them, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and they feel like they need to stay because they're obligated to.
Absolutely. And you're giving some great jewels, some great nuggets of information. And thank you so much for being transparent with your experiences as well and how the organization came into being. That is something that I truly admire of our guests, because everyone that's been on this show has been so transparent about their experiences and having that real desire
mm-hmm.
to help
mm-hmm.
others. So thank you so much for that. For those
no
who
problem.
Are just tuning in with us, I am Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. You are listening to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Radio Show. Our very special guest this week is Mrs. Candy Eduardo, who is the Executive Director of Finding Faith Within in Carrollton, Texas. And she just gave a very heartfelt story about her experiences with domestic abuse and the impact that it can have on your children. I love the fact that you pointed out that no matter how young the children are,
mm-hmm.
there are still things
yes.
that they remember. And
yes.
even if they don't know all the details, they see it, they feel it, they know something is not quite right, and they don't
yes.
forget.
Yes.
Our stories are very similar in a lot of ways, and I think that's one of the reasons why I felt such a connection with you from the first time that we interacted, because so much of what you shared are things that I can relate to personally. And just
mm-hmm.
like you, when starting walking into a new life, I never intended for it to be a nonprofit organization. When I started out with this, it was really to just get out and share my experiences with people so that they would know that, just like you, you know, finding the faith within, finding the strength within
mm-hmm.
to overcome and to let
mm-hmm.
other women and men and teens know that
mm-hmm.
you are not alone in this process, that, you know, this was my situation, but I got out, but it's not easy, and I always tell people the same thing. This is not an easy thing. So when we tell people to just leave and just get out,
mm-hmm,
there's
right.
so many other things that are going to occur when you do that. You inherit a whole other set of issues. And
yes.
we don't do – it's so many times we don't do enough informing those individuals
mm-hmm.
who are transitioning out, you know, that, okay,
yes.
you leave, but now X, Y, and
right.
Z, you need to expect that. So I love
mm-hmm.
what you're doing with the organization. I love the fact that you're spending as much time as you are with focusing on the team. So if you would just really quickly run down a list of the different things that your organization is doing and also any events that you may have coming up with the organization that you'd like to share.
Okay. Currently, we are in the process of trying to raise funds for transitional housing. When I thought about transitional housing, I thought about a shelter. And when they said, oh, we'll just start a shelter, well, it's not, I didn't want a shelter. A shelter is identified as staying from 30 to 45 days. Well, I didn't get any resources,
right.
so I wanted to tell, you know, be able to help women even further. I mean, it's going to take 6 months to stop crying. You know?
Absolutely.
So,
go ahead. Tell the truth.
Yes. It's a long process, and you got to find within you to have courage to understand you can do it. So when we tell our women to leave, yes, we tell them there's a shelter available, but what I want to provide a year-long program for our women to help them to, I want to walk with them every step of the way. And we have a doctor, a psychologist on board. We have counselors prepared for this. I mean, we're in the process right now of raising funds, like I've mentioned, to get this started. And one thing that hurts my heart to death is HUD, a lot of HUD housing, when you go and apply for funds, they only do it for a certain amount of time. Well, they don't really understand the dynamics and the frustration of these women and where they come from, because if they come from different, everybody's story is different. And absolutely. Someone else's story may be worse than mine. That's going to need longer treatment. There's women that's going to come in that have drug abuse. Why did they get the drugs? Well, that was probably their way of coping. So in order for us to help them, we got to send them to a drug rehab. Then we can start with the transition of helping them mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually as well. And we offer women empowerment group sessions for women, for the public as well, that wants to come and tap into their inner thoughts. We have an 8-week program for teens that we're about to roll out next year, because it started when I was a teenager. I was that teenager. I was that young adult. I was that teenager that didn't tell your parents who they were dating and where they were going. My goal with this organization is to connect teenagers and parents together. That is the first thing the abuser or any man will see in a family. If they see that you don't have a relationship with your child, that's their gateway.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful point. Wonderful point. And for those who may have just tuned in, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This is Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio, and our very special guest is Mrs. Candy Eduardo, Executive Director of Finding Faith Within in Carrollton, Texas. She is dropping some wonderful jewels. So if you happen to have come in late, I would strongly advise you to go back and listen to the beginning of this broadcast. She is really bringing some wonderful information, great energy. She's transparent. I just love her spirit. Thank you so much, Candy, for just being who you are and being so passionate and so sincere about this work. We need so many more people like you to be able to go forward. If we had as many spirits of genuineness and sincerity like yours, the lives that we could change. So I want to have our listening audience, this is your first time being on the show, I just want to let you know that Walking Into a New Life, our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. To learn more about us, go to WIANL.org. Again, that's WIANL.org. We're on every social media platform possible. Please do connect with us on our Facebook fan page. We're going to be sharing Candy's information about her organization on the site as well as on our fan page, and we'll be tweeting it out. The replay will be available about 5 minutes or so after this airs. So, again, you can pick up and catch all of this. So, again, if you're just tuning in, this is your first time tuning in, I strongly encourage you, please go back and listen to this replay. There is so much great information that's being given tonight. So, Candy, I want to jump right in to another part of one of your many hats, and that is to talk a little bit about your book. So please share the name of the book, why you decided to do this book, and how we can purchase it. So floor is yours.
Okay. The book, I wanted to write a book about my journey, about my life, 10 years of what I went through, the mental breakdown, the controlling, and how I dealt with it with my children. So when I reached out to the publisher and I said, you know, I want to write a book about me and, you know, what I've overcome and tell the world my story, well, he came back a couple days and was like, I have a better idea. I was like, okay, I mean, I want to tell my story. I hope, you know, that has something to do with it. So he was like, how about we do an anthology? And I was like, what? And he started to explain about the process and what he had in mind and his goal. So he came back to me and gave me the title of the book. And it's called Dethroning Domestic Violence. And it's stories of survival and victory. And when he told me that, I was like, perfect. That's actually perfect, because my organization is made up of helping others overcome domestic violence. So why don't I create a platform for them as well, or whoever would love to tell their story that don't have the ability to reach out to a publisher or have financial issues? Why don't you start this trend and create that platform for them? And immediately I was like, okay, let's get on it. I need to start, you know, recruiting women. Who wants to tell their story? Who has a story inside that no one has heard, or whatever the case may be, you've experienced it or you witnessed it or whatever. So I didn't care about the story. I just know that it's going to be pertaining to domestic violence, either whichever form it comes. So we ended up having 10 people that contributed to the book, and there's a mix of men and women. And the stories are phenomenal, phenomenal. I mean, it is unbelievable of what many of these women and men have gone through, what they've experienced, and how they overcame it. So this book is to help other women and men to see that we've been through different aspects of domestic violence, but we still all overcame it. We still are victors. We still are survivors of the traumatic effects that domestic violence had on us. So you can get the book on Amazon.com. And again, the name of the book is Dethroning Domestic Violence, Stories of Survival and Victory. And it's a phenomenal book.
Yes, it is. And I've had an opportunity to interact with some of the contributors to the book.
I already know that it is
a phenomenal book, and it is one that I do plan to purchase, and I'm looking forward to being able to write my review of how wonderful I already know it is, just from the stories that I'm already familiar with and interacting with survivors. I want to point this out as we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show, that one of the things that I really, really like about you, and I've not shared this with you personally, so I'm saying it publicly, but one of the things that I really like about you is that you are really focused on the aftermath. You are focused on the survival. One of the biggest reasons that I started doing this radio show in the first place is because I wanted to provide a platform for individuals, whether they are well-known or not as well-known. But I wanted to be able to share about the work that is being done to help people transition from victim to victorious. We spend so much time, I think, society and the media spend a lot of time on the beatings, the shootings, the fights, the rapes, and you need to be made aware of that. But we don't spend as much time focusing on the aftermath, the survival piece, how people overcame. I think that needs to be celebrated as much as we promote the events that led up to that point in our lives. I think we need to celebrate the overcoming. And we don't spend enough time doing that. We don't spend enough time promoting individuals who may not be as well known, may not have that high platform, and they may have not been around 30 years. But it's us. It's the boots on the ground. It's those individuals that help those organizations that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years. So I want to celebrate the lives of individuals who have made that transition from where they were in their abuse and how they overcame, because it is the survival that I believe that people can truly be helped. It is in the survival that people can find a way to get out, to stay out, to find the resources. If we always just focus on the fact that a person was beaten, stabbed, raped, shot at, if we always just stay there, we're not giving any hope. We're not providing any
at all.
None. So we've got to show people both sides of that. And that is one of the things that I truly love about you and your organization, is because you are really promoting and amplifying that in a major way. So tell us, as we get down to, you are so welcome, as we're getting down to our last few minutes, what can we do as a community to help you to further your cause for your organization?
I know that y'all are far, but we are always in need of clothes. We're always in need of personal items. We're needing financial donations for our transitional housing. But anything that your heart desires, that's what I ask people. Everybody's like, what do you want? What do you want from us? Whatever your heart desires is going to be my answer. And you can go on our website at findingfaithwithin.org and contribute there, or you can look up our address, or I'll tell you my address. It's P.O. Box 110713. Carrollton, Texas, 75011. Again, whatever your heart desires.
That's an excellent answer, and that is for anyone who is listening in any part of the country. That is the wonderful thing about the Internet and having this Internet radio show is because we have the opportunity to reach people from all parts of the world. And so with that, your donation is tax-deductible. It's a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So please
yes.
do feel free to give and give generously to help her cause if you are local. And one of the things that she mentioned was the need for clothing. So if you are in Carrollton or nearby or can get it to, if you need to mail it, and that's a possibility.
Yes.
Whatever works for you, however, and as she says, however your heart desires, then do that. Again,
yes.
Give us that website one more time.
Finding Faith Within. .org.
All right, that's Finding Faith Within all together. One word, Finding Faith
One
Within.
Word.
.org. But again, we're going to be posting that information on our site. We'll be posting the information on our fan page, and we'll tweet it out as well. We're coming down to our last couple of minutes. So if you would, if there's any takeaways, any last points that you want to make sure that our listening audience hears from you, now is the time. We've got a couple of minutes. The floor is yours.
One last thing that I just want to say is, never, and I mean never, give up. Never feel like there's no one out there to help you. There are so many great organizations out here that are willing to help, such as Joyce, and she, I'm sure, has the resources, and I know that she has the resources. I know that she has the connections, and wherever you are, just reach out to a local organization that that can help. And if you don't feel like doing that, just be a listening ear for somebody. Just never give up on your dream, because there is life after domestic violence.
Awesome. Very well said. Very well said, Candy. I do want to share that Walking Into a New Life is a nonprofit organization, and we are always accepting donations as well. So please feel free, as Candy said, you know, just do whatever your heart desires. That is always my same request, just whatever is laid on your heart to do. I do want to everyone as we close out that this Saturday we are having our 6th annual Men's Advocacy Awareness Program. We always honor 5 men in the community that are working in the area of domestic violence, so I am so pleased that we're doing that again this week. It's this Saturday from 10 to 12 here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be at the Church Health Center, which is 1115 Union Avenue. That information is located on our site as well as Facebook, so on our fan page. So as we wrap up, I do want to say this was not my intent to become a nonprofit. Candy, was not your intent to be a nonprofit. But when God gives you a vision, he also gives you provision. So I wanted to end that by saying that. So whatever it is that you are destined to do, if God gives you the vision, he will also give you the provision. So Candy, thank you for being a guest on our show today. We so appreciate
you.
Thank you. And with that, I give you all a great night. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. We look forward to having you join us again next Monday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll look forward to having you on next week. Be blessed.